And as people in your neighborhood, good morning, everybody. This morning, I'm joined by Lori Gill. She's Executive Director of the Court Appointed Special Advocates, or CASA, program. And good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's a cold morning, but I'm here.
Yeah. Yes, it is. I finally got my wish. I wanted snow, so I guess I should have watched what I wished for.
That's right. You got your wish.
Yeah, I guess so. So for anybody out there who doesn't know what the CASA program is, could you just tell them a little bit about it?
Sure. As you said, CASA stands for Court Appointed Special Advocates. And this was a program that started in the nation in the 70s after a juvenile court judge realized that there are some decisions that were being made about the futures of abused and neglected children without all of the information that surrounded the situation of a particular child. And so this program was started so that there was another advocate out there that began a relationship with the child to be able to speak and provide a voice for the child in the court system. So that really is the basis of it. It's based on volunteers that get trained, that establish a relationship with the child and are able to provide information to judges so they can make good decisions.
Mm-hmm. So is this a new program that's being implemented by the Sixth Circuit, or do other circuits in the South Dakota also have CASA programs?
Yeah,
CASA
actually, the Sixth Circuit CASA was relaunched in 2024. So it had been a program that had been in existence in the past, and then it was not in existence anymore, and we're relaunching it. So it just has restarted again. It has a board of 8 members from the Peer and Fort Peer communities. And to answer your other question, right now, every court district in the state of South Dakota has a program. Some are new like ours, and some have been in existence for decades. So the goal from the unified judicial system is to cover the state and have volunteers in every court district.
So what kind of training do the volunteers receive before they take on their first court case?
Yeah, so when a volunteer fills out an application and goes through the background checks, they can start in on the training. And the training is a 30-hour initial new volunteer training that's provided by our Central South Dakota CASA program. Once the volunteer has gone through that training, they get actually sworn in by a judge, and then they can start doing their work and get assigned to a case. The CASA program staff is with them all the way through this. There is, as I said, intense training so that the volunteers know what they're doing when they go and start to develop the relationship with the child. Also, the volunteers will be providing information to the judges in a very structured manner, and we train the volunteers on how to do that, how to prepare the information that goes to the judges.
So once the training's done, is there any kind of minimum time commitment that they have for, like, 6 months, a year, that they're kind of required to volunteer?
Yeah, when we're going through the training with the volunteer, we make sure they understand a lot of the basic requirements, including the time commitments. Once they're trained and develop a relationship with a child, the expectation is that they're meeting with the child at least once a month, and that they have a time commitment of a 1 to 2 year period so that they can develop the relationship and do the work that they need to do, providing the information to the judge for that case. Some volunteers take on more than one case at one time. Some have one case. It all depends on where they're at with their life. Mm-hmm. We take volunteers that are at least 21 years of age, but we really have people and would be able to take people from age 21 up to retired people. So they're all at different places in their lives, and their time commitments will vary. And we'll work with each volunteer to determine what their capacity is and their skills are.
So in your opinion, what type of personality of a person, like, would be ideal for this type of opportunity?
Well, obviously somebody that is interested in making a difference in the life of a child. It has to be somebody that understands the situations that they're walking into. Most of these children have experienced some sort of trauma and have been either abused or neglected. And so there is a certain level of training that will have to happen. So the person needs to be caring, needs to be have a heart for helping a child, but also understand the dynamics of what they're going into and be able to cull out the important information and put it into a report that can go into a judge. So people have to understand that they need to be able to have a certain level of computer skills and be able to be empathetic towards what is going on in the child's life.
Absolutely. And also, what services do the CASA members provide that court services, victims, advocates, or South Dakota Department of Social Services staff, you know, aren't already providing?
Yeah, and all those people are doing great work out there. They, those systems that are already in place have laws that guide what they can do and can't do. But the impact of a CASA volunteer is profound. They collaborate with the legal system. They collaborate with the child welfare professionals. They talk to educators that might be involved in the lives of the children. And they talk to service providers and healthcare providers. So the CASA volunteer ensure that the judges have the comprehensive information to be able to make a good decision on what comes next in the life of that child. These children are placed outside of the home, and sometimes there's decisions that have to be made about whether the child returns to the home or where they go next. Mm-hmm. And the judge needs this comprehensive information, and the CASA volunteer can help plug the gaps in that information that they might not be able to have.
Absolutely. And if anybody wants more information about the CASA program, I understand there's an event tomorrow.
Yes, that's correct. This is our first community awareness informational event that we're going to have, and it is tomorrow, January 7th. It is at the St. Charles Meeting Room, and it is from 4:30 to 6:30. So it is a come and go, but there is a program at 5:30 to be able to talk to the people that are there about what CASA is and what they could do if they're interested. We'll have lots of information about what it is like to become a volunteer. We'll have people give people the opportunity to sign up to learn more, because we feel it's very important that information is gathered by the person considering being a volunteer before they actually sign up. So please, if you're hearing this and you have any interest at all in learning more about what a CASA volunteer is, we'd like to see you tomorrow night, Tuesday, January 7th, at the St. Charles Meeting Room, anytime after 4:30, and there will be food for you. We know that food always brings people in.
Yeah.
So food and lots of information.
That's right. So that's tomorrow, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the St. Charles Lounge Meeting Room. And, of course, that is right here on East Capitol Avenue. And just want to emphasize, everybody out there, no prior experience is needed. Like she said earlier, you just need to just be willing to help out.
That's right. And we will walk through with you your decision-making process of whether or not you think you're going to be able to be a volunteer. We're with you all the step of the way, providing you information, answering questions so that volunteers are making a good decision as well on whether or not this is something that works for them.
That's right. And, and I think this is good timing because, some people out there, maybe one of their New Year's resolutions is, hey, you know what? I want to do more volunteer work. Want to help out more in the community. So I think this is a good opportunity.
That's right. A lot of people want to do community service in some way, and they don't know what they want to do. And if someone wants to make a difference in a child's life, this is the place for you, and we hope that you'll reach out.
Absolutely. Well, it was good to see you, and thanks for coming in. So don't forget, everybody, if you want to learn more about the CASA program, it's tomorrow, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., and going to be having a program at 5:30 p.m., and that's at the St. Charles Lounge Meeting Room, 207 East Capitol Avenue. And thanks for coming in.
You bet. My pleasure.
And have a good one.
Thank you.